Chapter 1, Munitions Operations Overview. Munitions operations are fundamental to the lethality of the Army. Munitions operations span from the industrial base forward to the individual soldier level and require uninterrupted supply from the supplier through the distribution network to the supported unit. Commanders and staff at the strategic, operational, and tactical levels include munitions operations as a part of sustainment, planning, and distribution. The purpose of this chapter is to provide an overview of munitions operations, distribution management process, and their part in the Army's strategic roles. Fundamentals of military munitions. A munition is a device with explosives, propellants, or chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear material for use in operations, including demolitions, JP3-42. The term military munitions encompasses all ammunition products and components produced for or used by the armed forces for national defense and security, including ammunition products or components under the control of the Department of Defense, DOD, the Coast Guard, the Department of Energy, and the National Guard. It includes confined gaseous, liquid, and solid propellants, explosives, pyrotechnics, chemical and riot control agents, smokes, and incendiaries, including bulk explosives and chemical warfare agents. It also includes chemical munitions, rockets, guided and ballistic missiles, bombs, warheads, mortar rounds, artillery ammunition, small arms ammunition, grenades, mines, torpedoes, depth charges, cluster munitions and dispensers, demolition charges, and devices and components. Refer to DA PAM 742-1 for additional information on types of munitions. The effective distribution of munitions using a minimum amount of handling and reconfiguration expedites munitions supplied to the force. Munitions materiel managers prioritize munitions distribution based on the maneuver commander's support priorities. Munitions operations conducted during multi-domain operations require detailed coordination between supported and supporting organizations. Chapter 2 discusses these responsibilities. Ammunition sustainment architecture. The ammunition sustainment architecture is designed to synchronize all elements and echelons to meet the supply mission. Munitions support is accomplished by both sustainment and supported unit headquarters and units at all levels of war. The munitions support system consists of strategic, operational, and tactical headquarters, staffs, and technicians, whose end purpose is to sustain munitions operations. It is critical that logistics leaders and commodity managers understand the strategic partners who play a role in munitions support operations. Each partner, the type of support provided, and coordinating points of contact must be clearly understood and leveraged. Munitions support in the Army strategic contexts. Army strategic contexts provide Army forces with a useful framework for the range of operations in the land domain. They provide guidance addressing the appropriate planning, preparation, and execution of operations across the levels of competition, crisis, and conflict. They provide a framework that enables appropriate preparation for and execution of operations that contribute to how Army forces attain operational objectives. In every context, the Army consolidates gains to make its achievements more enduring. Sustainment commanders and units must adapt to changing operational environments, OEs, to maintain timely and effective munitions support. Understanding how the role of sustainment changes based on Army strategic contexts helps munitions handlers effectively support operations. Army strategic contexts provide Army forces with a useful framework for units below the theater Army level for the range of operations in the land domain. Army strategic contexts provide guidance addressing the appropriate planning, preparation, and execution of operations across the levels of competition, crisis, and conflict. They provide a framework that enables appropriate preparation for and execution of operations that contribute to how Army forces attain operational objectives. In every context, the Army consolidates gains to make its achievements more enduring. The ability to apply lethal force is fundamental across the range of the Army's strategic contexts and is enabled through effective, synchronized, and safe ammunition and explosives operations. providing safe ammunition and explosive transportation, storage, and distribution is crucial to the force. Whether being used for effective training, for the quick transition from crisis to conflict, or in the application of lethal force during any scale conflict. Munitions support to operations during competition. The Army conducts operations during competition to obtain geographic, informational, functional, and leadership positions of relative advantage across the land domain at the theater, strategic, and operational levels of warfare, to assist the joint force in deterring an adversary, and to contribute to alliance, coalition, or partner nation assurance activities. Army competition activities augment joint cooperation and, if required, position the Army to contribute to joint adversarial competition below armed conflict and armed conflict. Army forces consistently compete in an attempt to keep relations with adversaries from escalating into a crisis or conflict. Examples of competition activities include setting the theater, military engagements, security cooperation, combined training and exercises, and sustainment preparation of the OE. Munitions operations during competition focus on promoting organizational readiness and training. Army units present in an area of operations during competition operations will require munitions support, albeit to a lesser degree than in armed conflict. Munitions planners identify which types of munitions are required to support all types of units operating within a geographic area. Planners help establish required munitions capabilities to support normal and routine military activities and to set conditions for future theater operations. Munitions planners also provide contingency plans to support security cooperation, support the forward presence of soldiers to promote United States, U.S. interests, support the development of allied and friendly military capabilities for self-defense and multinational operations. Ammunition support activities are locations that are designated to receive, store, maintain, and provide munition support to Army forces. Ammunition Support Activities, ASAs, provide a suite of ammunition logistics services operated by one or multiple modular ammunition platoons, United States federal or state government employees, contractors, or a combination thereof that are designated to receive, store, maintain, and provide direct or general support to Army and joint forces. Munitions managers plan for pre-positioning of munitions in strategic areas to enable Army forces to respond quickly to contingencies. Contents of the pre-configured package are predetermined and provide optimum distribution velocity, quality, and mix to support a particular weapon system or unit. Planning also includes identifying locations within the Area of Responsibility, AOR, for a Theater Ammunition Supply Point, ASP, and other ASAs to provide redundant and robust storage capability. These sites are in forward locations that can receive munitions directly from the port and distribute laterally between supply points and forward units. Munitions support to operations during crisis. The Army conducts operations during crisis for two purposes. The first is to rapidly deploy Army forces to provide deterrence capability, or, if necessary, compel an adversary to cease or reduce the actions that threaten United States national interests. The second reason the Army conducts crisis operations is to respond to a natural or humanitarian disaster that threatens the homeland or the stability of an ally or partner. Munitions planners focus on the requirements and allocation of munitions resources to support initial deployment into a theater and the development of mission-tailored logistics requirements to support the commander's contingency operations. The intent is to deter an adversary from taking undesirable actions through the posturing of friendly capabilities and demonstrating the will to use them. Operations are weighted towards security and preparatory actions to protect friendly forces. Munitions planners include contingency stocks to enable commanders to execute subsequent phases of a planned operation. A commander may implement numerous flexible deterrent options or flexible response options requiring munitions support. During crisis operations, these actions may include mobilization, tailoring of forces, and deployment into a theater. Other actions may include establishing friendly alliances, air defense capabilities, developing command and control, intelligence, force protection, and logistics capabilities to support the commander's concept of operations. Many actions during crisis operations build on activities established in competition operations and are conducted as part of security cooperation or standalone operations. Munitions operations in support of crisis operations emphasize enhanced operational readiness. Munitions planners working on setting the theater must plan for adequate munitions units and supporting equipment to ensure that the combatant commander is able to support a credible force. This requires projecting munitions assets forward and involves integration of transportation capabilities. As part of their planning, munitions materiel managers consider the specialized munitions requirements of field artillery and air defense artillery units. Managers perform the following actions: forecast increased consumption of long-range and precision munitions for brigade combat teams, BCTs, and core fires units. Anticipate frequent and rapid relocation of fires units and the shift of supporting units accordingly. Ensure that quantity and positioning of modular ammunition units at echelons above brigade, EAB, are sufficient to support fires ammunition requirements. Ensure that ammunition transportation assets are adequate and properly positioned to support ammunition distribution for fires operations. Munitions support to operations during conflict. During armed conflict, Army forces focus on the defeat and destruction of enemy ground forces as part of the joint team. The most violent and lethal level of conflict is large-scale ground combat operations conducted against enemies with peer capabilities. Lethal force may also occur in lesser forms of conflict, such as irregular warfare, unconventional warfare, or counterinsurgency. As described in ADP 3.0, Army forces close with and destroy enemy forces in any terrain, exploit success, and break their opponent's will to resist. Army forces attack, defend, conduct stability tasks, and consolidate gains to attain national objectives. The ability to prevail in ground combat is a decisive factor in breaking an enemy's will to continue a conflict. Large-scale combat operations during armed conflict require greater munitions support than other types of operations because of the number of formations, higher operating tempo, greater lethality, and increased consumption of supplies and equipment. Based on the complex and chaotic nature of crisis situations, sustainment commanders and their staffs will need to account for the characteristics of volume, lethality, precision, and tempo during the operations process. The supported unit commander determines munitions requirements based on input from subordinate organizations and knowledge of upcoming tactical operations. The unit's munitions requirements are expressed within the required supply rate, RSR. The supporting unit commander manages the allocation and distribution of munitions based upon the supported commander's sustainment priorities. The supporting commander calculates and recommends composition of combat-configured loads based upon the type of unit supported, RSR, controlled supply rate, CSR, forecasting, and historical data. The supported commander determines the composition of combat-configured loads with input from the supporting commander. A combat-configured load is a mixed ammunition package designed to provide for the complete round concept, type of unit, type of vehicle, capacity of transporter, and weapon system. Contents of the package are predetermined and provide optimum quality and mix to support a particular weapon system or unit. During conflict, commanders rely on munitions operations to provide both the initial and sustained combat power. Materiel management planners should be prepared to provide munitions at the right time and location. In environments with highly contested airspace, planners need to identify additional security or backup and contingency methods for delivery. The enemy will likely disrupt automated information systems in a contested environment during large-scale combat operations. Munitions planners need to have contingency plans prepared to continue operations without the use of automated information systems. Munitions materiel managers at each echelon must work closely with operational planners to synchronize the munitions support that allows commanders to extend their units' operational reach. During conflict operations, supply lines of communications are likely to be strained, even as requirements for munitions support increase. Munitions materiel management planners should anticipate increased expenditures of munitions during large-scale combat operations. Munitions supply is critical for maintaining momentum during offensive operations. Depending on the operation, consumption rates may double or triple normal rates. In addition to accounting for volume, sustainment planners also forecast the various types of ammunition used by the corps and division in the offense. When directed, Army forces transition back into competition below armed conflict. They provide sufficient capacity and capabilities to protect civilian populations, execute or support stability operations, and rebuild host nation security and governance institutions. Army forces establish a transitional military authority and support a transition to civil authority. Over time, Army forces will recalibrate their force posture. Munitions support in the late stages of large-scale combat operations is typically characterized by a gradual shift in focus to support stability and security operations. Sustainers should anticipate and plan for munitions activities intended to ease the transition process to peace. Munitions support to joint and multinational operations. Army ammunition units may support the requirements of other services, other United States government agencies, and allied or multinational forces. The various service munitions materiel managers and agencies involved in joint or multinational operations must coordinate supply planning to ensure adequate personnel, storage requirements, containers, materials handling equipment, MHE, accountability procedures, and safety measures are available and in place. Munitions planning may require common user logistics munitions support based on operational requirements and availability of munitions items. Common user logistics, also known as CUL, is a materiel or service support shared with or provided by two or more services, Department of Defense agencies, or multinational partners to another service, Department of Defense agency, non-Department of Defense agency, and or multinational partner in an operation. JP4-09. The combatant commander may designate a lead service or DoD agency to provide selected common user logistics support, JP4-0. Routinely, only small arms munitions and selected pyrotechnic devices are considered appropriate for joint common user logistics support. In all cases, extreme care must be exercised in cross-referencing requisition data to ensure that the correct munitions are requisitioned. During joint operations, a joint munitions office from the Geographic Combatant Command, GCC, Logistics Directorate of a Joint Staff, J4, may work in conjunction with the service components, functional components, subordinate commands, service acquisition, and the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology, ASA-ALT, in order to plan, coordinate, and oversee all phases of ammunition and ordnance support for forces employed or plan for possible employment in the AOR. Joint munitions offices typically have a mix of munitions and logistics planners from each service who ensure proper reporting of readiness status based upon the joint munitions requirement process and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff's readiness system. Joint critical munitions with limited inventories are particularly important to munitions readiness reporting. These munitions are essential to prosecuting required targets for which there are no suitable secondary munitions alternatives. Ally and partner nations may have an acquisition and cross-servicing agreement with the United States government that prescribes which munitions, if any, are permissible for exchange. Among other things, the Acquisition and Cross-Servicing Agreement Authority waives selected provisions of United States contracting law and prescribes ordering and reimbursement procedures that are more flexible than those permitted under other authorities. The types of logistics support, supplies, and services that may be acquired or transferred under the agreement is broadly defined. Multinational munition support can also be provided through bilateral agreements between the United States and other partner nations. Bilateral agreements for support are established before operations begin. Distribution management process. Both supported and supporting organizations perform distribution management actions, requiring integrated activity with various actions, tasks, or requirements. supported headquarters normally lead requirements determination or validation actions, while supporting organizations lead resupply, retrograde of materiel, and distribution actions. EAB sustainment units work within the distribution network to execute operations through the integration and synchronization of materiel and transportation management. The components of the distribution management process include the materiel management, distribution integration, and transportation management functions. The functions are not executed by a single staff section or organization. There is a division of responsibility that varies by organization. Materiel managers control supply support through monitoring and managing receipts, storage, and issue of all supply classes. Transportation managers allocate transportation assets and regulate movements according to command priorities and battlefield conditions. Distribution integration personnel link materiel ready for distribution with available transportation. Distribution integration personnel also collaborate with the Assistant Chief of Staff, Operations, G3, and/or Battalion or Brigade Operations Staff Officer, S3, to develop an operations order that tasks transportation units with specific distribution missions. While materiel and transportation managers might initially operate independently, they collaborate closely once munition supply and transportation requirements are determined. The distribution management functions are the combined activities of materiel and transportation managers to integrate and synchronize schedules to align personnel, materiel, and movement to fill the requirements of supported units. Distribution managers integrate the functions of transportation and supply to move cargo from the source of supply to the supported unit. Ammunition organizations maximize throughput distribution in all operations. Throughput distribution allows delivery as far forward as possible to minimize handling and reconfiguration. All operational variables must be considered when determining the utilization of throughput distribution. Ammunition organizations minimize supply point distribution as much as possible. Supply point distribution is a method of distributing supplies to the receiving unit at a supply point, railhead, or truckhead. The receiving unit then moves the supplies to its own area using its own transportation. For further information, see ATP 4-42.